This is Ozarks at Large. A proposal to build a Walmart Express in Eureka Springs is being shelved. The retailer was considering building along Highway 62 in Carroll County. The 15,000-square-foot store and adjacent parking lot would have required removal of more than 100 trees and secured easements for sewer and water. Butch Berry, a member of the Eureka Springs City Council, says the city received word that the company was changing direction.
When I got a phone call from one of the PR people, he was calling all the council members and the mayor and just basically let them know that they were going to pull their application on this site because of the expense of providing water and sewer and possibly, you know, landscaping and other site costs.
Berry says the town seems split evenly on the prospect of a Walmart Express there. On one hand, he says the new store could have offered items not found in other Eureka Springs stores, but some residents were concerned that local retailers like pharmacies and a grocery store could be financially hurt. Walmart Express stores are like convenience stores, but carry lower-priced Walmart items. Still, the project isn't dead, according to Berry. He says the company could purchase existing real estate. There is another recall of ground turkey by Cargill. Yesterday, the Minnesota-based company declared a voluntary recall of turkey from its Springdale plant because a test by the USDA showed salmonella contamination from a turkey sample dated August 24th. In August, 36 million pounds of ground turkey were recalled after some meat sickened more than 100 people in 31 states. This recall affects 185,000 pounds of ground turkey meat under the brands of Honeysuckle, Kroger, and Fresh HEB brands. The next director of Arkansas's Department of Higher Education will not be the current interim director. Shane Broadway says he is taking himself out of consideration for the job. Members of the state's Republican Party had questioned the appointment of Broadway to the post by Governor Beebe since they said that Shane Broadway didn't have the proper required experience for the job. However, Broadway says his decision was a personal one.
For the over 22 years, my wife has been battling multiple sclerosis. And within the last month, we have been presented with some new challenges caused us to stop and ask, in terms of those challenges, what's best for us at this time in our lives. And so I have been keeping the governor abreast of that situation.
He says he'll remain the interim director until a permanent replacement is found. The football game between Arkansas and Alabama on September 24th will be aired nationally on CBS. The network this morning announced the game would be seen by a national audience beginning at 2:30 that Saturday afternoon. The game will be played in Tuscaloosa. It's the third consecutive year the Crimson Tide and the Razorbacks have been broadcast to a national audience.